from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's, Packer Ave in South Philly, the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location, chickiesandpeats.com. This segment presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We are joined by a special guest, Trader Kevin Franson.
Trader boss?
Well, you
I got to call you boss, because yeah. Last time I was here, you're my boss.
Yeah, not anymore, like, though. Not anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just a guy
now. Trader.
Yeah.
Now you're telling what you really felt about
it. Anyway, let's go that route.
So Kevin is now the color analyst for the Nationals TV broadcast. And that's the gig, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just in the full entertainment business.
That's what you do.
You got to entertain everybody.
So. Well, you had a good catch last night. I saw you guys going a little viral on that, the Jacob Young catch.
Oh, dude, but we've been doing that for a while because he goes, that kid's nuts, right? So we all love Ted Lasso, I'm sure, right?
Oh, he's the center fielder,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
And he's made some catches that just blow your mind just because he rarely dives for him, right? He's running underneath these things. And you're just like, it's the Roy Kent thing. He's here, he's there, he's every freaking where.
Yep.
Jacob Young. And so that one last night just happened to catch on. You know, in the comments you get, you're like, 9-2 game, great call. It's like, just shut up. You know what? When fans do that thing, it's just like, what else are you supposed to do? Like, are you supposed to be depressed? It's 9-2 game. Oh, wow, that's a great catch against the wall. He went over there. Good angle.
Yeah. They're going to lose though.
You got to entertain people. Why not?
Well, what's that like doing every game? Because, you know, we've certainly had it here. What's that like doing every game when the team is, when you know the team isn't going anywhere this year? How do you approach every game when you're doing that?
Simple. I mean, look, you have a young team that is going to make a lot of mistakes. You know that. But there's a lot of potential that you see, and you see the evolution. We've already seen it. The thing that I think makes it easier, at times you're like, these guys aren't jerks. We've been around plenty of teams that have been rebuilds that, like, you got some grade A, you know what?
Yeah.
On the team.
Yeah.
These guys have been for 3 years awesome. Talk to you. They still have the conversation. They're young. They don't take for granted. That's where it makes it easy, right? If they were not, I mean, I think it would be a real struggle. But I mean, look, the whole thing is we're supposed to be up. Supposed to entertain.
That's
supposed
right.
to, you know, at the same time, be honest. I mean, that's the beauty of for me, I will always have in my life is doing 4 years here. This is where you learn how to be honest. If you aren't,
yep,
you can't make it.
Yep.
Sorry, you can't.
Yep.
And so taking it to DC, where it's not been like that for years. I mean, it was a lot of, you know, yay, yay team. It's not that. Like, yeah, it's yay team, but like, dude, we gotta be real with the people here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, when I would imagine for yourself with the fan base down there in general, the Nationals don't have this long history of being there in the D.C. area, the DMV area.
Right.
What's that like for the fans down there? Are they, even though they won a World Series,
right?
When they won a World
right.
Series, are they still like, are they in support of the young players, the rebuild? You feel like they're still invested in the team?
Yeah, you know what? I was having this conversation because with the Baltimore people the other day. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not that far behind average attendance this year from the Baltimore Orioles. And you're like, seriously?
Really? Okay.
And it shouldn't be that way, right? Like, I love
sure,
it. I think
you would
it's
think
great.
Baltimore,
right?
Yeah, you would think.
But that's also a part of like what you're growing. You're growing with some young guys, and they're starting to see that whole thing. Now, the other part. You know, Trey Lipscomb was here for a while. He got sent down the other day. And with James Wood up now, those are two area guys.
Okay.
Like you're starting to see area guys come up and get to the big leagues. And now with the Nats, and you're going, oh, this is good.
Right.
Right? Like, so you feel that. You feel that energy of people trying to, you know, grasp, you know, like, hey, this is one of us. They're here. This is yeah. great. So you're starting to see that push. But, I mean, like, think about the years. For years, you've had – I mean, you go from Bryce.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about, like, the pitcher side. But you go Bryce, you go Trey, and Soto.
Soto.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rendon, right?
Yes.
Like, you think about the four just superstars.
Yep.
And James Wood is – being honest with you guys, is – this thing's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, he is 6'7", and he's a hoss.
He is a monster.
And yeah. he has a short swing. He has the ability not to chase things that you're going. So you can jump on board. You see it. You're like, yeah, that's special.
Yeah, I was saying to Jack the other day, you know, and the Phillies farm system is better than it was. And they do have some some contributors right now. But I sit around waiting for give us one of those guys. I see the Nationals.
Aiden Miller.
First is, you think?
Spike.
Well, it better be. Well, we haven't had one of those guys in 20 years.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that
and
like
that you just mentioned that the Nationals have had three in 20 years.
But it's also think about the spots that they've picked,
right?
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
I don't buy that with baseball. Come on, but like half of baseball is how much you're willing to pay.
With
a
all
guy.
Due respect to yeah. everything that's gone on with the Nats, but like Bryson Strauss landed right there in their lap.
Okay,
yeah.
One. The Phillies picked number one overall, and the guy isn't even here anymore. He looks like a 12-year-old.
We're not even talking. Why are we doing that? You still love him, don't you?
No, I'm just saying. We're talking about Mickey Moniak. I'm just saying the baseball's
he knows.
1-6, baby.
I know.
Baseball draft a little different than the other.
It is,
sports.
But I mean, you understood at the time what they were trying to do. They're trying to just accumulate and just
yeah.
look. The teams that have done, I mean, the way the Orioles, like you look at the Orioles and what they have now produced.
Yeah.
I mean, they gutted that whole thing. And Mike Elias, at the end of his tenure, not just with the Orioles, wherever he ends up and does things, he's done it twice now. Like, if he wins a title there, you're going, uh-oh. Like, that's a he was a part of the deal in Houston, right? Breaking it all the way down to the studs and building what is a machine and has been a machine. He's doing the same thing in Baltimore. They did not miss on a lot of the high draft picks.
Yeah.
They have great development system there. They find ways. And you're starting to see that again with the Phillies. You know, and I think it took a while. It took a lot of misses. And it was a lot of misses.
Well, you're going to miss a lot in baseball anyway, too.
Dave, also, Dombrowski has not gotten rid of those big-time guys.
Did you agree with that at the deadline? Like, I think that a lot of people here with the trade deadline, it was like, why didn't they give up more of the prospects to get a more splash?
You included.
Me, yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I was all right.
Well, I see you. Yeah, you got Branson here.
You're trying to act like you're a
ball player on ball player.
Just Luis Robert and Crochet. And I wanted Randy Rosarena, too. But.
So the Crochet thing, I would say, like, I think would be a bad fit this year.
Because he's going to shut down.
He's going to shut down.
Yeah.
The contract thing, like the fact that came out. If I'm Chris Getz, the GM of the White Sox, I'm out.
He was pissed.
Dude,
yeah,
like that was my payday. Yeah. Luis Robert, here's the problem with Lou Rob. He's played on nothing but losers there, right? And you don't know how much that has taken apart. I mean, we've seen it with a lot of guys, like the Pirates guy. With all due respect to the Pirates, but like you say, all due respect, you can say anything you want. You know, you go from there, and we saw a lot of their guys get traded away and not produce on some teams that were really good at the time. Because why? That losing way is not like you're a loser, but it just...
Well, you see, the culture you was raised
yes,
in.
Yes,
yeah.
And yeah. So I think what they did in not going after Luis Robert, is he a special talent? Yes. But it's a special talent that I don't think fits here.
Okay.
Because the special talent, you got to play hard. He doesn't play hard all the time.
Well, we got some guys here that don't play hard all the time.
Look, when you make 330, guess what? You do what you want. No, but that's the thing is that, like, you know, at the end of the day, he hasn't done nearly as much as the guys that have
sure.
what you're talking about here.
Right.
Yeah. You know, in the grand scheme of things. So I agree with what they did because they have not decimated the system. And that has been an issue everywhere he's been because he's always been told to win. He goes, all right. And Dave Dombrowski might be one of the best – you know, general managers / president of baseball ops that we've seen. Like, he's in that upper echelon. Why? Because he goes out to win.
So yeah. I saw your reaction when you said Aiden Miller. Just your thoughts on what you think he ultimately can be.
If he's a third baseman of the future, for sure.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's nothing against Alec Bohm, but, I mean, like, this kid's special. I watched a bunch of at-bats because, you know, a couple scouts have told me, like, hey, better watch him. We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go back and watch some at bats, you're like, this is not right. Like that, like it's a talent that you're going, he got screwed in the draft, right? Because of why? He was 19 years old.
Okay.
And a broken hand, Maple.
I mean, but the 19 years old thing was like, whatever. One year, it's a big year of development there.
Oh.
Come on. And the guy's done nothing but rake. I mean, he's a little down this year, but I mean, he's playing at like a level that he should be in A-ball still.
Yeah.
Right? And he's, you know, playing well and doing that. He's got it's one of those bodies that you see, they're going, pop's coming. The pop's going to come.
Kevin Franson here with us. So, you're in D.C., where Bryce used to play. What does the Nationals fan base think about Bryce Harper? What is the general attitude?
One that I'm disappointed in, to be honest with you.
Which is?
It's like when he comes to the yard, it's booing. Why? Why?
Well, oh, you mean they boo him?
Because he didn't win any left.
Right.
I mean,
it seems fair to me.
And he went to a divisional rival.
Yeah.
The full story is amazing. You know, it's been talked about. But like for me, the stuff what Bryce did for them.
Right.
He was a part of four division-winning teams. You know, he obviously they didn't win in the postseason there with him. They won right after, so it's like, oh, yeah, we didn't. Like, come on, man.
Can I tell you, if let's take Embiid. If Embiid left the Sixers and the Sixers won the title the next year after he left, when Joel Embiid came back here, they would boo the hell out of him. So I think
you would boo a gold medal winner? You know what I'm saying?
He's a world champion.
World champ.
The Jokic debate's over.
I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm saying there is no.
No, I understand that, but basketball's different, man. Basketball's so different because you look at it, you have a star. You're most likely going to go, you know, at least get to the conversation of the postseason. You have two stars, you're in the postseason. Three stars, we're going to the finals.
The Bryce Harper right? Nats were in the postseason.
Right. And every year he just continued to step up in the postseason. Not everybody else did. And
he said Bryce can't control.
He can't control everything.
I'm saying you can't. If fans don't like a player for leaving, they don't like a player for leaving. And if he didn't get I understand baseball, but I also understand fans. And if he is supposed to be the next one, because Bryce Harper to MLB is LeBron James to the NBA in terms of hype, in terms of what he was as a prospect.
And lived up to it.
And great player, but also LeBron left Cleveland, what'd they do? They burned his jersey. They booed the hell out of him.
But they had the decision. That was the thing that was made that, like, hated him.
Well,
like, why do you hate LeBron? It's like
Bryce's decision lasts 4 months.
Well, that's why he was just keeping it on. He was keeping it there. He was keeping
it there.
No, it is different because to me, baseball is such it's an individual like battle within a team atmosphere.
Yeah.
Where basketball, you could dominate with a player for a long time, right? Like you can, like especially a guy like Embiid. Like, you add that, I mean, it's one thing. But then you add in Maxey, and you're like, okay. Oh, but
LeBron didn't win a title until he had a bunch of other
right. And it's the same thing that goes, and people hated on Kevin Durant, right? Like, I'm a Warriors guy, you know that.
Sure.
They hated on him. Why?
Because he joined Steph.
Because he's a coward.
On his own.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's
seriously.
A coward.
He wanted to play the greatest basketball. Dude, it's one of the greatest things to ever watch.
You know what? If you asked him right
now. By the
way,
Steph got robbed of the MVP in the Olympics.
Yeah, he did. But guess what?
You've been waiting four days to bring that up, Mike.
He's still really rich. Isn't it unbelievable? Like, the last couple of minutes of that game, people got to understand and see the true Steph. Like, what we've seen for years.
Yeah.
To me, it's beautiful.
I mean, LeBron was ball hogging for the first 11 games. That's why Steph couldn't get going.
Well, Brian Windhorst, by the way, said that they took the MVP votes before that game was over, before the gold medal game was over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think the Phillies are the best team in the National
yes.
League?
Yes.
If there's the Phillies, there's the Brewers, there's the Dodgers, there's the Padres. The Diamondbacks.
See, the two teams. So
how much further are the Phillies than that next level of team?
Do you know who the next team? You know who my number two team is?
Padres.
Milwaukee. Yeah. Oh, Padres.
Padres. Oof.
What they did at the deadline?
Yeah, they were aggressive.
And then they got Jackson Merrill, 20-year-old that has absolutely stepped up. They're that team that I can't sit there and say the Phillies are so far ahead because. They did a lot, and they got a lot of guys, and especially Tatis coming back. You know what I mean? It's a point. It's one of those. That's a team to really watch out for. But they are better. They are better. Yes. And they do things, especially here at home, right, where you're going to have home field advantage. That is a big thing. They have dominated here. And the fans have resonated. Like last night for, Mitchell Parker, and I talked about it on air, you saw it happen to the youngster, right?
Get him shaking a little bit.
It did. Yeah. And you know what? It happens to the best of them. It happened last night. We got to witness it. But you learn from it. And I feel like teams that are going to come into here, Citizens Bank Park, it's going to buckle up, baby.
Well, by the way, that's why it's so important that they get the one seed, which is why the last couple of months they've been – well, more home games is good.
Yeah.
Right. No. But I'm saying last month it was it was weird, but – come on.
What do you mean, come on?
It was Meltdown City.
Dude, they were
why?
They're under 500 for over 2 months. That's
and
why.
At the end of the day, they're 21 games over 500.
Okay.
So, I don't care. Okay. I don't care.
So wait a minute. So, okay. I can't believe you're apologizing for every team here. The Phillies and the Nationals. Do you want to – anything about the Braves?
I say with all due respect. Right?
Yeah.
With the Braves? I mean,
okay.
You want me to apologize for them too?
No. I'm saying the Phillies were good for 2 months and then they were bad for 2 months. So you have – it's just – that's what happened.
Month and a half.
Month
and a half.
June 1 to
– month and a half.
Today, they're under 500.
And they're 21 games over 500.
Okay. But how do you know? So, okay, pretend you're a fan. And pretend you're not so confident in the Phillies. And pretend that you're not friends with them. Do you?
I don't care if I'm friends with them.
All right. Why would a fan? Because this is what we've been talking about all day today. Whether you think the Phillies are the team that we saw in the first 2 months as opposed to the team we've seen the last 2 months. If you were a fan and you saw the Phillies dominate for 2 months and then look.
Pedestrian.
Mediocre for 2 months. Why should a fan be confident that the first 2 months are the real Phillies instead of the last 2 months?
I mean, you could go the first three guys in the order and you'd be like, look, that's why. Because at some point in time, those guys are going to start getting hot and they're going to carry things. When you have Trey and Bryce struggle at the same time, it's a big part of the whole thing. Like when you look at, what Alec Bohm, think about Alec Bohm's at 84 ribbies right now. He had 6 in July.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking at that.
Four, actually.
What's that?
It might have been 4.
Yeah, it was 1 for a while.
It was 6.
Okay. It was 3.
But you look at it and you're going damn, where could he really be? But it also kind of coincides with everything else with Trey, with Bryce, with Kyle, all that stuff going on. They have too much of the back of the baseball card stuff. The Bryson Stott one, he doesn't have the back of the baseball card for me. I love Bryce. But there's been that's a huge struggle. That's a worrier, right, for me.
Marsh
a little bit. I think more the injury than anything. Injuries that he's kind of had with the legs this year.
Yeah, and the
that
shoulder.
That worries me. Yep. So I think that's a deal.
You were pumped when they got Austin Hayes.
I like Austin Hayes a lot.
Good player.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Ike told us about him for a couple months there.
Yeah.
Dude, the one thing that I like about him is that he didn't bitch about everything that was going on in Baltimore.
Right.
And this is an all-star last year and a true pro and sets the tone for a lot of things. Obviously, getting hurt sucks for him, but I mean, there's a lot of let's just say there's a lot more positive than negative.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
What's a baseball team meeting like? Because apparently they had a team meeting the other day. Have you been a part of a team meeting?
Kidding me? Been plenty. You know what? This is the one thing I said yesterday.
Like, Ike's been a part of team meetings in football, but they're more like, you know, they all hitting each other, ramming their heads into each other.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if that's happening.
Spitting up blood.
Yeah. The question spitting into, like, the program. And spitting
it out. Yeah. Then they all go lay in the middle of the street while the cars drive by. Yeah.
I've been in heated ones. I've been in ones that are very calm and you know, controlled.
What do the best ones look like?
Probably like the one that happened here. And the best ones, I said it last night, the best ones and the most dangerous teams are the ones that it never gets out. That's the best part about last night. We saw with the Angels, we saw with the Braves, we saw with a bunch of guys, a bunch of teams this year that have done it, had these team meetings. You almost know the talking points. Fans don't need to know about what goes on in a team meeting, ever. They don't need to know. Why do they need to know? They're not in that clubhouse.
Well,
no.
Not need to know, but want to know.
It's good when they don't know.
Sure, if they can keep it quiet.
And so for me, that tells me that that's a bigger sign that everything is strong in that clubhouse. It's not leaking out. They're not trying to make who the point is of who called it, who did it, who did what. There's sometimes you get into these team meetings and you're like, why are we having one? You knew exactly what you were getting, you know, the other day when they did it. I mean, it's just boys, we gotta play better.
Yeah,
hold myself accountable. Hold, you know, starts with the person that calls it.
We're big on accountability on this show.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like number the theme one of the show. Yeah.
I mean, you're working with Jack, so for sure.
Well, you need to remind him. You know, he's an only child.
But he's not gonna have an only child.
Yeah. I know, big dad guy.
That guy's not shooting blanks.
Number one, number one dad guy. Number one dad guy.
Jack and Jill.
Well, his real name's John, so it should be John and Jill. Though.
Deep breath.
That whole
thing. Yeah, okay. It's a radio.
It makes up for better.
For sure.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming by, man. Kevin Franzen, you can we can hear you on the Nationals broadcast. How badly do you want to be back here? Don't worry, you're not on the radio.
No, I mean, I'm happy where I am. Every bit of me is going to be in love with everything that's here because it's family.
Yep.
It's always been family. So I don't look back on it, but I also, come on, you're going to have me over John Kruk on TV? Hell no. So
you
understand why I'm laughing. So.
Coming up next, there is the backup quarterback controversy with the Eagles. Welcome back, buddy. But the Eagles are trying to squash it.
Yes.
We will play you the audio of them trying to squash this legitimate controversy next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies on Packer Ave in South Philly. Never too early to start booking your fantasy football party. Book yours at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, as we are every Friday until football season. And then we'll be here on Monday, unless the game is on a Monday, in which case we'll be here on a Tuesday. Chickies and Pete's is the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpete's.com. We will play you the Eagles trying to squash the backup quarterback controversy as it starts. Not going to happen, guys. We'll play you that audio in a moment. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy, you are on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Chuck? All right.
Chuck?
Are we blaming Buzz for this, or are we blaming Chuck?
Yes, no, definitely blaming
Always
Buzz.
Always blaming Buzz, yes.
See, but then I'm going to go back to Chuck. He's going to be mad that he was on hold. Colonel, you're on WIP. What's up, Colonel?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First, let me thank you guys. I listen to you guys on the Odyssey app every day. You get me through traffic.
I love it.
In New England. There's nothing like WIP up here in the Boston market, so thank you.
Awesome. I appreciate
totally
it.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Life's good up here right now. The Phils are back. The Eagles came up to me for once, and we got the win. The team looked great at the joint practice. I was at both the game and the practice. And next week we're going to the Shore, taking the kids to Chickies and Pete. So things are
wow. good. Wow. That's nice. So you think Phils are back. You're confident again.
I do, only because I'm so high on the Eagles and the Sixers this year that I can't have the Phils getting me down. So
they're gonna join the party.
Don't worry, the Sixers will bum everyone out eventually. It'll happen. They'll be the ones. They're always the ones to ruin it for everyone.
It was a rough spring up here with the Celtics and all. So I'm hoping Paul George can help us kind of put that to rest.
Now, Colonel, you cheer for all the Philadelphia teams, and the guys, Jack and Ike, I don't know if you hear this, it does sound like you have a Boston accent, though. Are you a Bostonian who cheers for Philadelphia teams?
I've been up here so long, I've started to pick it up.
Ugh.
Which is, it's tough.
Yeah. It is, man. You got to work on that. Give us a little water, a little hoagie, a little home. You know, come on. You got to be, how long have you been up there?
I've been up here since 1997.
Okay. I mean,
oh,
it's
damn,
25
yeah.
years.
You're almost from there now.
14, so.
Well, then I give you respect for keeping your allegiance to your home teams.
Because technically you've lived there longer than you lived here.
Yes.
I have. And it's been kind of a rough time to be a non-New England fan up here.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, you went through that's a whole two decades.
A lot. Boston championships, Patriot championships, Bruin championships. You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, give us go ahead.
Super Bowl 52 was the best day of my life. So
there you go.
I got that to hold on to.
You could be an Eagles fan with pride up there after that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Give us your go-to blonde.
This one got me from boy to manhood, Pamela Anderson.
Oh, I mean, that's a good one.
Yeah, PA.
Appreciate it,
PA was on everybody's wall, right?
She was.
And I was not a Baywatch guy.
Some of our VCRs as well.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was the Tommy tape. Then there was the Brett Michaels tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of tapes.
You've seen them.
I've seen them.
You know. What happened? Were they movies?
Yeah, they were movies. They're
hanging
out.
They were movies.
They're hanging out, Jack.
Pamela Anderson.
She was the goat blonde for a while there.
She had to be the blonde of the 90s.
She had to.
Certainly one of them.
Baywatch?
What do we count?
There's too many of them. So go on Mount Rushmore blondes of the 90s. She's on there.
Is Carmen Electra a blonde?
No.
No, but she's from Cincinnati.
Okay. We're not doing who's your go-to Cincinnatian today?
She had some blonde hair, but I would
But it wasn't real blonde.
Well, and even I don't even know if Pamela Anderson's is real, but
well, it looks real.
It wasn't all blonde.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. I wouldn't say Carmen Electra's a blonde.
Like, I can tell the blondes that aren't real blondes.
You can.
Well, I could see the roots of the hair and
Yeah. I was gonna say I was,
you're a rootsman.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Chuck, you're at WI.
Hold on, real quick.
Yep.
It's a good series.
What?
You seen that?
What, Roots?
Yeah.
No, he's not
seen
Roots.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah. I barely know the band.
Yeah.
Okay, it's
a little
not
different
the band.
Than the band.
You don't even know what Roots is?
Is that an HBO series?
No, it's not an HBO series.
It's before HBO.
I feel like you're looking at me like...
Yeah, well, this is one
like
of those...
Like a classic...
Well, it's something that can help you out.
Yeah, this is one of the... Jack
it's American history.
Yeah, Jack... This is one of the...
It's black history.
Oh, yeah, great. Okay.
Jack doesn't know other communities.
Super.
Yeah.
Love when that gets exposed.
Yeah. I think it's more of an age thing than it is.
I would classify it as an age thing.
Even though they remade it. Like,
I do not mean to offend. Yes. I just didn't know what it was.
Yes.
We're not offended.
No.
Okay. Yes. Well, I don't.
We're all smiling.
It's just like... There's been a lot of talk about how I need to become more cultured.
Yeah.
Well, that was the bit with the 4 months. With
I know. Yes. I heard it a lot. Well, all I know is when we do tour to North Philly, we got to have like a 3 month lead up where you are on point.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to download you with a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah. We'll give you every episode of Oprah.
No, starting with Philly artists.
Yeah. I got to find out who the hell Freeway is. That's,
yes.
That's the
you
big
do.
One.
You
yeah.
do. You do. Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, fellas, can you hear me now?
We can.
We got you.
Hey, I'm sorry. You guys don't got no sponsorships enough with Verizon, right?
We do, yeah. In fact, Ike does. We love Verizon.
Big Verizon people.
Yep, Verizon.
All right.
Yep.
Well, I'm not going to say what I want to say about
it. Yeah, don't.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I had to check first. You know what I mean? Hey, listen. Hey, listen. This defense, right, it don't have to suck, okay? The defense don't have to suck, all right? You know, stop hitting guys out there like Blankenship, Zach Bond. Like, come on, man. Like, seriously, you know, he keep hitting these guys out here, like Matt McCoy and Bradbury last year. I mean, Bradbury had no business starting last year. Ringo on the sideline. Like, I mean, these guys can be better. You just got to put the guys out there that can play. Like, you know, Trott Jr. needs to be on this team playing on the field, man, not just special teams. I'm not just saying it because he's trying his son. The guy is going to make his own name in the league. He's going to be a great player. Stop hitting me for the God's sake, man. I'm begging the Eagles, man. You got to stop doing this to us, man. Pick guys out there that can play. Avante Maddox should be your starting safety. TJGJ should be your other starting safety. You know, your cornerback should be the guy you drafted and live with him. You know what I'm saying? I'll put him at a nickelback. He plays outside corner, man. You know what I'm saying? The other guy should be Ringo. You know what I mean? You know, that right there would be a secondary that could create turnovers. They create nightmares for opposing offenses. But you want to get out here and keep picking guys out here that don't belong out there, man. That's why our defense struggles, man. You know what I mean? You know, I hope Big Fangio, you know, just play the guys that can play, and we will be fine on defense, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You didn't put Dawkins on the bench, you know, for, you know, Quinn Michael. You know what I mean?
Well, who's the Dawkins?
Yeah, but I'm saying, what you say, Jack?
Well, who's the Dawkins? They don't have a Dawkins.
Yeah, of course.
I know they don't have. I'm not using an example, though. I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're going to have Avante Maddox either on the fence event off this team or not start for Blankenship, who stinks. You know what I mean? The only white guy needs to be in the secondary is Cooper DeGee. That's it. You know what I mean? I don't need to see Blankenship out there safety. He can't play, and he's slow. He don't get turnovers, and that's it. You know what I mean? I just need to see the guys out there that can play. And that's the bottom line, man. You know what I mean? Until they do that, the defense is going to struggle. They don't have to struggle.
Well, I think
players out there can play.
But I do think at this point, I think Fangio is trying to figure out who he thinks can play.
Right.
You know, like, I think the one thing with the defense now is that, and we feel it every time we talk about the secondary, because we list eight guys. We list Ringo and Rogers and Slay and DeGene and Quinion Mitchell and Maddox and Blankenship and all these guys, right? Mm-hmm. And I think what that is that there aren't really, aside from Slay
and
Jalen Carter,
yeah.
You know, there's nobody that you look at and you go, I am sure that that guy's good. And I think what Fangio is trying to do is just figure out within what he does which of these guys can be successful and where they can. So I agree with you that eventually they're going to have to settle on the guys that can play. But if you're Fangio, I don't think it's totally obvious who can play. We all thought Devin White was going to be this obvious guy who was definitely going to make an impact this year. And we have not seen that yet. So I think what he's dealing with a little bit.
Well, Devin White is a regular season player, okay? He's going to be fine. I don't have to worry about Devin White. But the Zach Bonds, you know, and the Blankenships, you don't have to do that no more, man. You know, I mean, the Eagles have a history of doing that. You said Matt McCoy out there, you know, what's the other?
Mark Semino.
When I think Trotter came back that year, didn't he?
Yep.
And then you had Trotter on the bench for
yep.
Mark Semino.
That was our Super Bowl year, yeah.
That's the history of what the Eagles organization does, man. And it's stupid. You know what I mean? Just pick guys you know can play out there, man. Jeremiah Trotter Jr., by the end of this year, should be one of our starting linebackers. He is a player.
Well, I totally agree with that.
He's going to be around the ball. I'm telling you, that's the type of guy. He has a nose for the football. Get that guy on the field, man. That's all I'm asking. And as far as the Phillies go, listen, Jack, you know, put your parade on hold, buddy. Because I don't care how many times they beat the Nationals, you know what I'm saying, or the Marlins.
It's how they're beating them, Chuck. It's how they're beating them.
They're not a World Series team, okay? I'm telling you that right now.
Who's your World Series pick? Who's your World Series pick right now?
I'm going to go with the Phillies because that's my home team.
That's
good. I'm being realistic with you. They're not a World Series team. They're going to have a team.
They might not be, Chuck. They might not be, but they're getting back to playing good baseball.
Says who? Because they beat a two-game winning streak against the Marlins and against the Nationals. Says who, Jack?
Hey, those guys get paid too, Chuck.
The Marlins have a $5 million payroll, man.
They do. They stink. But they also struggled against. Hold on. They struggled against those teams for a month and a half.
Oh, come on. Hey, Jack, listen. I'm just letting you know, man, so you won't be hurt at the end of the season, okay?
Everybody's I'm going to be hurt.
They might be good.
He just got off the mat 2 days ago.
I'm on my way back up.
He was just down on the mat 2 days ago crying.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's up, standing upright right now.
Oh, I got it up.
Jack is easily sold, man. Give Jack a cookie and a soda and you got it, I tell you.
We're cutting those out, Chuck. You know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. He's not even eating seed oils anymore, Chuck.
Yep.
Hey, Chuck, who's your go-to blonde?
Well, I like sisters, man. Ain't too many sisters got a blonde.
And don't say Whitney Houston, because all you answer is Whitney Houston.
Well, she was blonde close to it, right?
No, she wasn't blonde.
I don't think she ever did blonde.
Okay. What about Lil' Kim?
If I got to go with somebody, I'm going to go with Rhea Hughes.
Oh, there you go.
Ah,
she's a blonde.
I like
that's
that.
A good one.
There
appreciate
go, Chuck.
It, Chuck. Okay. That's a good one. We've already have two WIP votes. I was a go-to blonde. Rhea's a go-to blonde.
Yep.
I still haven't gotten a Twitter photo, a Photoshop of you as a blonde.
Yeah,
but
that is disappointing. Yeah. With the photo of you looking big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are y'all asking for it?
Well.
I mean, that's kind of what you're doing.
Well, you're bald and beautiful. You can be blonde and beautiful. We'll just change the thing.
Yes.
Tell the glad
sure
group
somebody can do it.
That
yes.
Ike is now blonde and beautiful. So we're talking about Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett. And mm-hmm. Tanner McKee, I would say a majority of fans watched the two preseason games and said, wait a minute. Why is Tanner McKee not the backup quarterback, and why is Kenny Pickett the backup quarterback? So last night, during the broadcast, the Eagles must have sensed that that was going on. And they sent,
or they read Twitter.
Yep, and they sent Spuds to get everyone in line. And here's what it sounded like.
You know, guys, we are watching Tanner McKee, and he has been very impressive for a second straight preseason. And I know the conversation out there, but the Eagles are really happy with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett is the number two quarterback behind Jalen Hurts. Tanner McKee continues to develop. And I think you look at it like, hey, this is a football team with three quarterbacks that they really like, that they feel they can win with. And, you know, it's Kenny Pickett's job at number two. Tanner McKee continues to develop, Ross. And as you know, what you see in the preseason is a whole lot different than what you would see in the regular season.
Let me give a message to Spuds and the Philadelphia Eagles organization. if you will not give us a starting quarterback controversy, we will kindly take a backup quarterback controversy. And sending Spuds out to tell everyone that Kenny Pickett is the number two quarterback, God bless him, is not going to calm anyone down, I don't think.
Especially when you watch the guys play. I mean, fans, they see what they see.
And it's...
they see what they see.
It's rarely so, I think, clear sometimes with football. Mm. I think McKee just looks better. Got the ball out quicker, better arm, better handle of the offense. You know?
And quite frankly, I mean, the Eagles have their reason for why they're going to hold steadfast on Kenny Pickett being their number two guy. They are well within their right of doing that. Oh, well. But we've watched Tanner McKee for 2 years. He was an Eagles draft pick. He impressed a lot of people last year. There were a lot of people last year, Spike, that thought Tanner McKee should be the backup quarterback over Mariota.
And maybe they were
coming out of training camp. I'm saying that was the sense coming out of training camp last year. So people have liked Tanner McKee for 2 years that he's been here. So I don't, you know, it's not as if we're creating something new. He's developed under your coaching, under your tutelage. He's been here. He's one of your draft picks. I know you traded for Kenny Pickett, but Kenny Pickett came here under circumstances that weren't necessarily beneficial or in his favor. So it's not like people viewed Kenny Pickett coming here as some real thing, right? Like he was going to be the guy. So this is more of the Eagles feeling this way about Kenny Pickett. I don't know if there's outside forces from a fan's perspective that's like, oh, yeah, Kenny Pickett. I was so excited when we got Kenny Pickett.
Right.
It was people that wanted Justin Fields instead of Kenny Pickett.
Do you think they would trade Tanner McKee?
How will trade just about anybody that's not a starter if the right price is out there, and especially a young quarterback that they don't invest in? Because for them, it's an option. If somebody needed a quality backup and they wanted to offer a third-round pick for Tanner McKee, yes, I think Howie would jump on it.
Because it is weird.
And then we'd have Will Greer here.
Yeah.
How did that look last night?
In a preseason game, they got McKee back in there. They're like, wait a minute. I know this is preseason. I know it doesn't matter, but get McKee back in there. Well,
I don't know if I've seen that before.
Dude, it was crazy. I couldn't believe it. I just think it's weird that they drafted the guy, they've developed the guy, and they're not willing to make him the backup quarterback.
He said, hey, we're going to be competing all year. He obviously wants to be the backup quarterback.
Yes, yes.
As he should.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like that I like that he wants it. I like that there's competition somewhere. You know?
I just don't know why the Eagles feel like it has to be Kenny Pickett.
Has to be Kenny Pickett.
You said they gave up a fourth-round pick for him?
Yeah. I mean, that's trading something.
It's a good pick. Yeah, it's a good pick. It's not nothing. It's not nothing. And they're paying him a salary.
Yes.
He's getting his first-round salary.
He is, but he's also under contract next year, too.
Two more years, yeah.
I wonder, too.
Yeah, that's why he's the backup.
I wonder if they're trying. I wonder if they trade Pickett. And if they
help. He's not helping the draft stock.
No.
Trade value, I mean.
No. I actually watch him in these games. I'm like, wait a minute. How did he get drafted in the first round?
I see.
His comp was Derek Carr. That was like who they hope he could be.
Who was a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who I don't think people would be exactly thrilled
who
with.
Who in a decade is still yet to win a playoff game.
Yeah. He was almost MVP in 2015. Though.
Almost. I remember that year.
Yeah, no. Connor Cook started the playoff game.
Oh, that was a
McGroin came in. Yeah.
He's just nonstop, man.
Yep. 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 The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team and support local business. Mark's Jewelers, locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Mark's-jewelers.com. The people think it should be Tanner McKee.
Well, yes. Of course.
69% nice for Tanner McKee, 31% with Kenny Pickett.
31% get it.
Why do you like Kenny Pickett?
It's not that I love Kenny Pickett.
Well, that's why I use the term like. I know you don't love him.
Yeah. Right.
So here's what I like about Kenny Pickett is I think he can get the ball out with the real offensive line out there, with real weapons out there, and I think if he can just play point guard, I think he's fine. Like Tanner McKee, I have no idea what he looks like in an NFL game. He's playing against the third string of the defense for the Patriots.
But we have seen Kenny Pickett in NFL games, and he looks bad.
Yeah. Well, he won 14 games with the Steelers.
Okay.
He had a couple game-winning drives.
Yeah, that was over 2 years.
Yeah. He had a couple game-winning
drives. That's a good use of
He had a couple game-winning I still remember his game in Baltimore on Monday night. I was like, that's a winner. So I can't quit that. Okay, so I still believe in him, and I think that if you can just play point guard and hand off to Saquon, I think they're still there.
Wait a minute, hold on.
So Tanner McKee's a big arm, and there's real talent there.
Yeah,
they can have both, but I think if I had to win one game, I still trust Kenny Pickett.
Here's the problem I have with what you said. You said, all right, get him behind the starting offensive line,
uh-huh,
all of the weapons, and then just have him handed off to Saquon Barkley. Why can't we have the quarterback who can actually throw the ball
right
behind the good offensive because line with the weapons and hand it off to Saquon Barkley?
I just think it's a risk you don't need to take.
A risk?
Yeah.
What type of risk?
You're moving on from Kenny Pickett, a guy who has been a starting quarterback in the league.
They're not going to move on from him.
I know. Well, they might. I mean, they might turn him to the Vikings. They need a quarterback.
I got Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is better than Kenny Pickett.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah.
There's not much to choose from, but I take Sam Darnold.
I don't think they're getting a first round pick for Kenny Pickett.
Like we did for Sam Bradford.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. Yeah, you look good last night with the bucket hat on. I saw you, bro, on the big screen.
I'm a bucket hatsman.
You notice on the big screen, Corey, you notice on the big screen it didn't say WIP afternoon show. I think that was a directive from Jack. I'm just saying it didn't say that.
Wow. No, yeah. I could see how you said that. I did. I said, screw those guys. Get high hopes up there.
Yep. Yes.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Wow.
He ain't no true foxhole guy. You notice how when
I did hear my foxholeness be brought into question yesterday when I left, which is quite disappointing.
Spike left
an hour early to go see Creed.
But I warned you guys 3 weeks in advance.
I gave you a day.
And I said, a day.
You still ripped him for it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you ripped him for it.
Well, it was his birthday, too, though.
Right. Yeah. How can we forget? And he tried to play it off like it wasn't for his birthday.
It wasn't for my birthday.
But you know
this show is outrageous.
You notice how when the guest was talking about, you know, Aiden Miller, whatever, Jack tried to separate it, like, oh, yeah, they. He, they.
Yep.
Like,
those people.
Yep. Yep.
With them, like, what?
Yeah,
it's called looking down upon people.
Yeah, yes.
And you know damn well he don't know about no Kuta Kinte. I don't even know why you asked. He don't know nothing about no Roots. Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
Roots,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Okay. Serious, okay. Yes. Okay.
I thought we were still on Aiden Miller. I was thrown off.
But look, man, with this whole backup quarterback thing, I mean, this literally is like a joke to me. Like, it's there. Like, what does he need, an eye chart? Like, Kenny Pickett can't play. Like, this dude wear gloves. Like, I don't know. It's just like the way he looks. It's the hair. Like, he just looked like he don't belong. Like, he might be a project guy, put him at the third string, but Tanner McKee on them out routes, the way he looks throwing the ball. Now, I will say
that that's a real quarterback throwing the football, right? Like, I will say this.
A lot of people thought that Nate Sudfeld should start over Nick Foles.
Thank you.
Know,
that's what
the
I'm saying.
Game. So I got to see more. Like, I want to see against better competition. Like, maybe if they do get in a regular season game, which ain't going to happen because, you know, number one, he going to be out there. We going to be like 13-0 before he – maybe they might get some cleanup time. But other than that, I'd rather see Tanner McKee. You know, I'd just rather see Tanner McKee be the backup.
I'd rather see Aaron McKee.
Stanford guy, let him play. And let me get on this defense real quick, right? So I think this defense is going to be bend but don't break. I don't think the Eagles are never going to have a shutdown defense. They just – that's not who they are. I mean, last night, Jalen Carter and Big Baby Davis didn't play. So the line pressure is not going to be there when your best player is not playing. I'm nervous, too, about this team not getting pressure. I think they should go out and try to maybe add a veteran, you know, a DT or maybe DN or something. But Nakobe Dean, I told y'all about this dude. Everybody – Elliot, see, this is why I don't let other people make my opinions for me. I knew Nakobe Dean could play. The problem is that he was dealing with his injury. Last year, when Nakobe Dean got hurt, the defensive run game went crazy. Like, they was running a train on us. Everybody could have
got
a train on us. So it's like –
drop
it's
that,
like,
boss.
Yeah, please.
It's like,
okay.
It's like you can't get that with Nakobe Dean. He's a good run stuffer. The man getting healthy now. You see what he could do. I'm telling y'all, Nakobe Dean, man, he comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year?
Yeah, how about he can just play 17 games?
No, I'm not wasting money. I waste money on enough bets already.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't.
Jack tried to give Connor Cook some love. Go Sparty. screen like that?
No, no, that was a shot. That's an inside joke. That was an inside joke. Yes. That was a shot.
Am I go to blinds? This was tough. This was tough because, hey, man, there's a lot of blinds out there. But I'm going to go with the Black Widow, Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson is a good one. Is a good answer, Corey.
Big I used to like Scarlett Johansson.
Good answer. Thank you.
She had like a 2-year run there, right?
You're not pro ScarJo?
Well, not as much anymore. I just say
she had a run. Yeah.
She had a run.
Did she have a red hair?
She did.
She had red hair. Yeah,
she had red hair too. Yeah.
I like the red hair, Scarlett.
Yeah,
Scarlett Joe. I like Scarlett.
ScarJo's way up there. Yeah. I think way up there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next. Can Elliot even talk?
I hope so.
All right.
He took the night off.
Now I'm curious to. Now this is a real test of Elliot, of the NovaCare worm that they planted in his brain. Is if we ask him who should be the backup quarterback, if he says Kenny Pickett,
yep.
We might have to ban Elliot from the show.
I agree. Like, yeah. at some point, we got to knock this nonsense off.
Yep.
The Sirianni thing, it's kind of cute and funny.
Yep.
And I am on Team Pickett.
Yeah,
I need to know where Elliot's at.
Yeah, that'll be next. 215-592-9494. Where do you stand on McKee versus Pickett? And do you believe the Phillies are back? I say they got to win this series. They got to win the Atlanta series. Then I'll think about it. Jack's already there. Yeah. He's already back. Ike also says, give it a week. Give it 2 weeks. Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.